The death penalty hangs over Christians in Iran. Believers play an important part as Hurricane Ike's victims rebuild their lives. And Bolivia's talks are aimed at cooling the political crisis. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's parliament recently voted in favor of a draft law that would mandate the death penalty for apostasy. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner is not optimistic that the draft law will be overturned if indeed it moves much further in the process.
I don't think that there's going to be a great deal of opposition in Iran, at least in the parliament, to such a law. There's certainly not a strong opposition to any sort of laws that would be hindering the imposition of Sharia law in Iran.
However, Penner is optimistic that if passed, the law won't directly affect evangelism.
It's not so much evangelism that would lead to the death penalty as those who would be accepting Christ could potentially then be hit with apostasy laws. So, you know, to become a Christian in Iran is dangerous at the best of times, but I'm not convinced that this would actually stop somebody from becoming a Christian.
There's no specific deadline for when further action will be taken. Pray that the bill will fail. Next, Christian Reform World Relief Committee has a big job ahead of them in hurricane-hit Texas. Right now, their teams are helping locals determine which of their neighborhoods need the most aid. CRWRC is encouraged seeing all the homes that they'd built over the last few years still standing. Bill Adams says they've already been helping in some of the areas for 3 years. They've seen some people deal with the same loss a second time.
That's why the church does what it does. In fact, these communities where we've been, when the people that are very down, they're very depressed, as you can imagine, and when they see our people come, it's really encouraging for them. And it's not just one story. We see this all the time, where people know that there's hope, and that's really what we do.
Adam says the volunteer response has been good so far.
The demands are so great. Often the volunteers outstrip the finances, and so that's probably where our greater difficulty is.
Go to our website to find ways you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Peace talks quietly began 5 days ago between Bolivia's president Evo Morales and the opposition governors. It's one of the early efforts to bring to an end the deadly violence that's crippled the nation and created profound mutual mistrust. Morales' proposed reforms are being met with outrage and protest. New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenek says of their work,
whenever there's civil unrest in a country, it affects their ministry to a certain extent. Their have concerns about safety issues, so they have to divide their attention between the two things. But most of our folks work in rural areas that are quite a ways away from where most of the unrest is, so they've been able to continue with their work.
New Tribes continues to evaluate the danger, keeping a careful watch on changing conditions. Zelenek says,
pray for the civil unrest that's in Bolivia. We're seeing some encouraging steps that maybe it's getting better, but that would continue for the good of the people in Bolivia and also so that the work can continue there.
Elsewhere, Orphan Outreach is helping millions of orphans worldwide receive an education and in turn improve the communities in which they live. As most children live in extreme poverty, Orphan Outreach provides a full education and gathers much-needed school supplies through Mission Backpack. Mission teams deliver the packs with a message of Christ's hope and love. In October, the packs are headed to Russia, Guatemala, and India. Pray for the children who are receiving these gifts. And about 180,000 people in the Pittsburgh area of the U.S. received the secret to eternal life earlier this month. They found the City Reacher's New Testament in their newspaper. It was a Pittsburgh-specific New Testament with images of their city, local history, and testimonies from area residents. It was created by International Bible Society, a division of IBS STL Global. Pray that God will use this to change hearts and for the 4 other distributions taking place this year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed forever by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.